Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks for joining us here for the NFL Week 17 podcast. Hope you had a great holiday. I trust that you're going to have an incredible New Year's Eve as well, too. And that's going to include some winning wagers for a packed football slate. We have Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. No more Monday games remain. And this is how we're going to get you ready for Week 17, and we're going to pack all of this into roughly about 600 seconds. We've got Joe Osborne back for our weekly game of Follow or Fade. We've got the Team 600 teaser. We're going to look at some New Year's betting resolutions as well, too. We got my best bets for the final Thursday night football game of the season, our boosted SGP from Bet365 as well for Jets and Browns, and then Aaron Waterworth, trading manager for Bet365. He's going to come in, answer those rapid-fire questions in our two-minute drill. Before we start the clock on all of that, though, we ask, please rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast when you get a moment. We love the feedback. We love that interaction. That input helps us mold the show and, of course, expand our reach and talk to more sports bettors like yourself. Final pod for 2023. Let's put 600 seconds on the clock. We open up the Week 17 show as we normally do, our game of Fade or Follow or Follow or Fade, whatever way we want to say, with our guy Joe Osborne, the host of Covers Before You Bet. You can check that out over on our YouTube channel. Joe, how's it going? Good to see you. You know the name of the game here, brother. I got some bets for Week 17. You're going to say yay and nay to two of these ones. So these are the bets, odds courtesy of Bet365. They are, of course, subject to change before kickoff. We got New Orleans at Tampa Bay, under 42. San Francisco, minus 13.5. We got the LA Rams, minus 5.5. And Detroit and Dallas, first half over 26.5 points. Which one do you want to follow, my friend?
I think the 49ers are absolutely going to destroy the dinky Washington Commanders, so I will follow you on that one. And when the 49ers win, they win big. They destroy a lot of teams. They have 8 wins by 16 or more points already this season. And remember what happened the last time they lost a game at home? They lost to the Bengals. The next week, they go on the road to Jacksonville on the East Coast, and they absolutely destroyed the Jaguars by 31 points in that game. They kicked the living crap out of them. I think they're going to do the absolute same thing to the Commanders, because I think this is probably a game between the best offense in the NFL versus the worst defense in the NFL. First in yards per play versus 30th in yards per play allowed, and dead last in points allowed. Mm-hmm. The Commanders just allowed 30 points to the Jets. They allow close to 35 points per game on their home field, so I think San Francisco destroys them here. Nice bounce back for them.
I like it. I got anything that Washington had left in the tank got left in East Rutherford. They had that comeback. They bench Sam Howell. They bring in Brissett. They come back from 20-0, and then they lose a backbreaker, which is just going to kill this locker room, which is they're counting down the days until this is over anyway, right? And there's probably more incentive for them to lose this game than there is win this game, considering where they are in kind of the NFL draft pecking order. One thing, too, is Brock Purdy coming off the 4 INT game and a lot of people shooting him down to an MVP. If he was going to make a last-minute push for MVP, this is the game to do it. I think the team is going to rally around him here. I think he could hang 300-plus, 3 touchdowns on Washington. So not afraid of the big spread, and I like getting under that key number of 2 touchdowns. All right, Joe, tell me which one you're going to fade.
I will take the over in that Bucs-Saints game. Oh, and a lot of this is about this Saints defense. The Saints defense stinks when they're playing a offense that doesn't absolutely suck, like the Giants and the Panthers. We saw them have pretty good performances against those teams. But look at some recent performances versus good to, I guess, decent offenses. The Rams dropped 30 on them last week. The Lions came into town a couple weeks ago, dropped 33 on them. Even the Vikings and Colts got the 27 points against them. So I think the Bucs are going to get their points. They're on their best offensive stretch of the season, 30, 34, and 29 points in their last 3 games. But the big weakness of this Bucs defense is against the pass. They're 27th in yards per pass attempt allowed, so I think the Saints might be in a game script where they have to be aggressive. They'll have to throw a lot, and I think they will have success through the air, so I'll take that one to go over.
All right. For me, I see this as this is a playoff game. Tampa Bay wins this, the division is theirs. New Orleans wins this, they live to fight another day, and hopefully Tampa Bay trips up at the end of the year. But we look at this total, and it's not too far off what we saw in the week four matchup between these teams. And while they're going through their best offensive stretch, like I said, I think this is going to have playoff intensity. I think those offensive numbers that we've seen from these teams recently are puffed up. They've played six of the eight foes that these teams have played have ranked 19th or worse in defensive DVOA. And I know, like you said, the Saints defense hasn't been great. The Bucs defense is kind of hit and miss. These guys have played under in four straight meetings, under in six of the last seven meetings. That's even with Tom Brady in the lineup for some of those games. And then if we look at the NFC South, all NFC South divisional games this year, 2-7 over under. I think this one is going to be a tight grinder of a game. And I think this total is a little bit of blown out of proportion. Team 600 teaser time. You get to move some points around. What do you like here for a teaser leg in week 17?
A funny one. I'm going to take the Patriots up to plus 18. Boy. Versus the Bills. The Bills are 0-4 against the spread as a double-digit favorite. So we're giving the Patriots a massive cushion there. So that take is. Them up to plus 18 points.
All right. Yeah, that's a lot of lumber for the Bills to cover there. I'm going to go Packers. They are plus 2 in Minnesota. I'm going to take them up to 8 through all those key numbers and do the whole perfect teaser type deal. Joe, before we let you go, New Year's on the way, of course. What is the New Year's resolution for you betting on whatever sport it is this year?
Just continued discipline. I'm on my best betting stretch of my life as a bettor since I joined the team here at Covers back in July. Winning football season, winning NBA season, and it's all about discipline, betting a lower volume on a lot of days. Some days I wake up and I'm not motivated to bet. So guess what? I don't fire off a bunch of bets. I just take the day off and don't bet. So continued discipline, betting at a lower volume. It's working out really well for me.
All right. Well, yeah, it is working out really well for you. Congrats on the year. Happy New Year, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us. Timeout on the play. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. And that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. Keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky, gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. All right, the clock's back in, and we got the final Thursday night football game of the season. It's a doozy, right? Jets and Browns. These are my best bets. Odds courtesy of Bet365. They are subject to change before kickoff. We're going Breece Hall, running back for the Jets, over 29.5 receiving yards. That's minus 110. He drew 16 targets from Trevor Siemian last week. He caught 12 passes. He had 96 yards receiving. Siemian isn't going to be pushing the ball downfield. He's not going to be testing out this Cleveland defense, which is going to bring a lot of pressure, not going to allow longer plays to develop. So Breece Hall becomes that quick check down. He's averaging almost 36 yards receiving per game, and player projections pretty much sit around that. Everything is 30 plus with a ceiling close to 40 yards. Cleveland has that stout run stop unit, so I don't know if they're going to be handing off a lot or getting success on the ground, but Robert Saleh came out and said, we have to find ways to just put the ball in Hall's hands, and receiving is the best way to do this here in week 17. Going with Jerome Ford, touchdown anytime, plus 130. Kareem Hunt hurting. He's got that groin injury on the short week, and that could leave the rushing load to Ford, who is a threat to score on the ground, but also through the air. He has three receiving TDs already this season, too. He's getting a good share of the red zone touches the past 2 weeks, and the Jets' red zone defense has gone from being among the stingiest in the land to showing some cracks here in recent weeks. They allowed Washington to go 4-for-4 in the red zone in week 16. So Jerome Ford, touchdown anytime, plus 130. If Kareem Hunt is ruled out, this market is going to slim up too. So I like this one at plus 130 right now. If you like all those wagers and you want to combine them all, you can find the Sharp 600 boosted same game parlay at Bet365. We're taking Breece Hall, 25 plus yards receiving. We're taking Jerome Ford, touchdown anytime. And we're going to toss on Browns money line, which of course has that early payout option at Bet365. If they go up by 17 points or more at any time, they're going to cash that one. That SGP is plus 320, and 365 is going to boost this to plus 400 for Thursday night football. So that's Hall, 25 plus yards receiving, Jerome Ford, touchdown anytime, and the Browns to win outright on the money line. 2 minute drill time with our guy, Aaron Waterworth, trading manager for Bet365. Aaron, we got to go Team 600 teaser to start us off. We got Packers plus 8, Pats plus 18. What are you going to give us this final leg of the Team 600 teaser?
How you doing, guys? Thanks for having me. Hope everyone had a Merry Christmas. I'm going to go with the Eagles this week, minus 4.5 at home.
All right. That makes Dell happy. That makes, he's getting nervous. 2 weeks remaining in after a wild week 16. What did the Super Bowl markets look like here heading into the final 2 weeks of the season?
I mean, obviously very up and down lately. Baltimore just moving up the charts for the last 5-6 weeks. Now plus 350. San Fran plus 275. They're drifting. Those two might pass this next week, obviously, if Baltimore wins. KC out to plus 850. The rest of the main contenders are all still there. Buffalo, Miami, Philly, Dallas, Detroit. But Baltimore definitely the bigger mover for the last 5 weeks.
All right, let's talk the roller coaster. That is MVP futures. We got Dak, Lamar, Purdy all playing musical chairs, and now we have Christian McCaffrey in the mix. Mm-hmm. What does this look like heading into week 17?
I think, you know, huge shift to Lamar Jackson now, minus 175. That's obviously the shortest MVP price of the season so far. Mm-hmm. Purdy out to $12, Dak plus 22, McCaffrey, CMC now in at plus $4. He's come down from 25 to 1 about 3-4 weeks ago, all the way down to plus $4. Kind of shows you that Lamar Jackson was probably too big a price going into the game this week.
And Lamar's your guy, right?
Lamar's our guy.
All right.
We're definitely hoping for Lamar. Yeah.
Okay. We got Jets and Browns on Thursday Night Football finale here. Give us the scoop action. Any movement around this one?
Yeah, I mean, Cleveland, people are all over Cleveland. It opened 5.5. It's gone past the magic 7 to 7.5. It's about 80-20% action on them. About 90% on the money line towards Cleveland. That's gone from minus 240 to minus 350. Total play, though, pretty split, pretty 50-50 so far for the total.
Yeah, we're always running long, but that's okay. We got a really good Saturday night game. Could be exciting. Lions at Cowboys. What are the wise guys like in the standalone game?
Definitely Dallas so far, but that's more on the money line. I think that's where we've seen some early money line action on Dallas. The spread right now, pretty split, 55-45 Dallas. Total's gone up on this one, 51-53.5. The over is about 75% so far.
Yeah, I think the big question is Dan Campbell going to let them have a letdown after the hat and t-shirt game?
I think both these teams have been much better on offense, good defensively, but a lot of people see a points in this game.
Yeah. And the rest of the week 17 slate, any notable line moves, any notable adjustments out there for you guys?
Buffalo now 12 from 13.5. As I said before, Cleveland was a mover from 5.5 to 7.5. Denver now minus 3 from minus 6. Cincy KC, that's gone down to 44.5 from an early 49, 48.5.
Yeah, Russell Wilson getting the hook there against the Chargers.
Yep.
All right, best bet for week 17.
Going to go to Las Vegas, Indianapolis, over 43.5. Both teams need to win. Usually means more defense, but these two defenses are not good, and the offenses are scoring. Indy's much better at home on the offense.
Yeah, Indy's been an almost automatic over there. And we got 2024 knocking at the door. What is your betting New Year's resolution?
Same every year. Pick more winners, my friends.
So, if it was only that simple, right?
Exactly. That's why it's the same every year.
That works. It works. It's proven. All right. That is a wrap on week 17. That is a wrap on 2023. Big thank you to Aaron, Joe, Dell, everyone that helps power this podcast each and every week. Thank you for listening and tuning in and following along all season. A reminder too, please rate and review the podcast when you get a second. We appreciate that. You can make it my late Christmas present if you want. And I hope you have a great and safe new year. I hope you have a bountiful week 17. We'll be back next Wednesday for week 18, that regular season final week. And until then, best of luck. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. And that's why you can get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. Keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky, gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.